Masechet Brachim Perachas Mishnah Yibes Chata Shekibol Dama Bishnei Kozos. A chata then wished the coin with makabel the dam after shechita in two different kozos. Yata Echem Mehem Lachod Hapnimi Kasher. If one of the kozos which holds the dam in this chata was taken out of the azar, even though the dam in that kozos is puzzle for zrika since it was taken out of the azar, but the remaining kozos which holds the dam in the same korba that stayed inside the azar is kasher for zrika, and since he has the dam from this korban in two different kozos, even though the dam in one kozos became puzzle, he can still do zrika from the remaining kozos. Nechmas echad mehen lefnim. If one of the two kozos that holds the dam from this chakos was taken inside the hechel, Rabbi Yosef Aglili machshir b'chitza. Rabbi Yosef Aglili holds, even though the dam inside that kozos has become puzzle for zrika, as we saw in the previous mission, that dam from a chakos that is taken inside the hechel is puzzle for zrika. But since he still has dam from this chakos in a different kozos, which stayed in the azar, the dam from that kozos is kosher for zrika. The chachamim paisel. The chachamim pop of both kozos, the chacham holds that if part of the dam from a chatos gets taken into the hechol, even the dam that was not taken into the hechol becomes puzzle, and therefore this korban is puzzle, as the kohen can no longer do the zrika. Amar Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Rabbi Yosef Aglili said to the chacham, "Mayim b'makom shemachshava paselas b'chut lo asa es hamishara kiyotze." If in a makom in which machshava paselas, which is chutz, meaning to say that if a kohen, when he does one of the arba avodos, shechita, kabbalah, halacha, and zrika, has a machshava that he's going to eat or be makta part of his korban b'chutz outside of the azar, that passes a korban. So therefore, chutz is very chamor. And yet we still say that if part of the dam gets taken b'chutz out of the azar, that does not pass the rest of the dam that was not taken out of the azar. And the rest of the dam is kosher for zrika. Makom she'ena machshava poiselos b'fnim eno din shlo nase et hamishor kenechmas. A makom which machshava does not pasul. That is referring to fnim, meaning to say, if the kohen during one of the arba avodos has a machshava to do the haktar for the achila of this korban b'fnim inside the hechel, that does not pasul the korban. So therefore, b'fnim is not as stringent as the chut. So most certainly, we should say that by virtue of taking some of the dam b'fnim, that should not passel the rest of the dam that was not taken b'fnim. So therefore, from this kavachomer, we should learn that if some of the dam is taken b'fnim, the remaining dam that stayed in the azar should be kosher for zrika. Nechmas l'chaper. Hapar pisha lo keeper passel dibrei Rabbi Eliezer. That which we said, that if the dam from a chatos gets brought into the hechel, the dam is passel for zrika. If you brought that dam into the hechel to be machaper with that dam to do zrika with that dam in the hechel, even though you didn't end up doing a kapar with that dam, you didn't end up doing zrika with that dam from the chatos, still, that dam is possible according to Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Shimon Omer, Achi Chaper, Rabbi Shimon argues. Rabbi Shimon says that the dam of a chatos which is taken into the hechel is only possible if you're machaper with that dam, that you did zrika with that dam. Rabbi Huda Omer, Hechnes Shege Kasher. Rabbi Huda holds that if Bishoge inadvertently dam from a chatos was taken inside the hechel, then the dam would be kosher. The dam is only possible if it was taken by mezid into the hechel. Kol ha'damim ha'psulim she'ninu agabei ha'mizbeach lo hirto atzitz ela ala tameh she'atzitz meratza ala tameh ve'eino meratza ala yotzeh. Any time dam from a korban which is possible is put on the mizbeach, they did a matan dam from a korban which has a psul, the tzitz would not be meratza on that dam. The tzitz would not appease and allow the korban to be kasha ayde the zrika's dam unless the psul which the korban has is a psul tuma, that the basar or the chela became tame. In such a case, if you did the zrika's dam on the mizbeach, even though the korban became pasul through tuma, still the tzitz that the kohen got aware of would allow the korban to be kasher ayde the zrika on the mizbeach. But that's the only psul which the tzitz is maratza on. Any other psul that the korban has, the tzitz would not be maratza. Even if the zrika's dam was done on the mizbeach, the korban is still puzzle. As the tzitz is maratza on the psul tuma, but it's not maratza on the psul yotze, where the basar of the chela was taken out of the azar, the tzitz would not be maratza on that korban, and the korban would be puzzle. Masechet Brachim Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph Hamizbeach Mekadesh Es Aroylo. A mizbeach is mekadesh, but it's fit to be put on the mizbeach. And the Tanaim of this mission will go on to argue exactly what this means. Rabbi Yeshua Aymer Kol Haroy Lo Yishim Im Allah Lo Yerid. Rabbi Yeshua says, that which it says Haroy Lo, something that is fit to be put on the Mizbeach. This is referring to something that is fit to be put on the Eish of the Mizbeach, which is a Murim of a Korban, that the Murim are consumed by the Eish of the Mizbeach. But the din is that if the Murim are Psulim, even though the Chachila and Murim Psulim should not be put on the Mizbeach, if they were put on the Mizbeach, we would not take it back down. This is what it means, Mekadesh Es HaRoyloi. The Mizbeach is Mekadesh, what is put onto it, and makes it Kadosh, even though it was puzzle, since B'diavad it was put on the Mizbeach, now that it's Kadosh, we would not take it back down. Shen Ne'mar. This we learn out from the Pasuk. Hiya Ola Amokta Aha Mizbeach. This is the Ola that is put on the Moked, on the bonfire, on the Mizbeach. And we learn out from Hi HaOla. He means to say that this Ola stands the way it is, even if the Ola is possible and should not have been put on the Eish of the Mizbeach. If it was put on the Eish of the Mizbeach, it should stay right where it is. Ma Ola Shehi Ruya Le'ishim Em also Lo Teret Av Kol Davar Shehu Ruya Le'ishim Em Ola Lo Yered. And we learn another Korbanot from Ola. Just like an Ola, which is Ruya Le'ish, as an Ola is entirely consumed by the Eish of the Mizbeach. That if this Ola is possible, even though the Chatzchilu should not have put it on the Eish of the Mizbeach, if it was put on the Eish of the Mizbeach is Mekadesh, and we would not take it back down. So too, by other Korbanot, the part of the Korban that is Ruya Le'ish, such as the Emur, even if it was possible, if it was put on the Eish of the Mizbeach is Mekadesh, and we would not take it back down. Rav Gamliel Oymer called Ruya Le'Mizbeach Im Ola Lo Yerim. Shenemar Hiya Ola Amokta Amizbeach. Rav Gamliel learned that from this pasuk a little bit differently than Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua only learned that called Ruya Le'ish Im Ola Lo Yerim. And Rav Gamliel holds call right the Mizbeach Im Ola Lo Yerid. Anything that is right to be put on the Mizbeach at all, even if it's not right to be put on the Eish of the Mizbeach, even if it's puzzle and we should not have put it on the Mizbeach, if it was put on the Mizbeach, we would not take it back down. As it says in the Pasuk here, Ola Amokta Amizbeach, Ma Ola Shehi Ruya Lemizbeach, Im also Lo Tered, Av Kol Dabar Shehu Ruya Lemizbeach, Im Ola Lo Yerid. Just like an Ola that is fit to be put on the Mizbeach, even if it's puzzle, if we did put it up, we would not take it back down. So to anything else that is fit to be put on the Mizbeach at all, if we put it up there, we would not take it back down, even though it's puzzle. Ain bein divrei Rabbi Gamliel ledivrei Rabbi Yeshua ela hadam v'hanesachim. There is no difference between the words of Rabbi Gamliel and the words of Rabbi Yeshua, except for dam and nesachim. She Rabbi Gamliel omer lo yerdu, for Rabbi Yeshua omer yerdu. The Rabbi Gamliel holds that dam or nesachim sulam that were put on the Mizbeach, even though they are possible, we would not take it back down. As Dam and Nesachim are also right to be put on the Mizbeach, even though they're not right to be put on the Eish of the Mizbeach, but they're right to be put on the Mizbeach. So therefore, even though the Chatzchili, we should not put it on the Mizbeach, since they're possible, if we did put it up, we would not take it back down. While Rabbi Yeshua holds that by Dam and Nesachim, Psulim, if they were put on the Mizbeach, we take it back down. As Dam and Nesachim are not right to be put on the Eish of the Mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon Oymer, Hazeba Kasher by Nesachim Psulim. Hanesachim Sherim. V'hazebach pasul. Afilu zebe zepsulim, hazebach lo yered, v'nesachim yerdu. Rabbi Shimon says, if we have a korban which is kasher, but the nesachim that is brought with the korban, the wine that is poured on the mizbeach, is pasul. Or vice versa, the nesachim are kasher, but the korban is pasul. Or even if both the zebach and the nesachim that is brought with the zebach are pasul, the same thing would apply. That if the korban which is pasul was put on the mizbeach, we would not take it back down, since it's right for the eish of the mizbeach. But the Mesachim that are puzzled that are put on the Mizbeach, we would take it back down as the Mesachim are not right for the Eish of the Mizbeach. This is in line with Shitas Rabbi Yeshua. As Rabbi Shimon agrees with Rabbi Yeshua, that Mesachim which is brought together with the Korban, if it is puzzled, we would take it back down from the Mizbeach. But Rabbi Shimon would agree with Rabbi Gamliel, by Mesachim that is brought to Pnei Atmo, that we brought it by itself without a Korban, that if it was puzzled and it was put on the Mizbeach, we would not take it back down. That only the Nesachim that is brought together with the Korban does it have a din in Allah Yerdur.